what I wanted to look at is to look at what the figures show about the reality of pay at the top in both the public and the private sector. And if you bear with me, I'm going to run some graphs for you, but I hope that they'll illuminate the issue fairly sharply for you. So let's look at this one first. Now what this shows is it's the earnings distribution for our senior public sector executives in the NHS, non-departmental public bodies and the civil service. So it's not quite the whole public sector, it leaves out local government. I've got some figures for local government a bit later. But it's a lot of the public sector. The axis on the left is the number of executives, and of course the axis along the bottom is the amount of pay. That's the annual earnings of these executives. Now there's two points which are important, and the first point which is most important is probably around here, this point here. This is £250,000 a year. The reason that's significant is because the lowest earnings in the public sector is roughly around £12,500 a year. So in other words, where the multiple to apply 20 times £12,500 is around £250,000. In other words, nobody should earn above that in the public sector. Now what the figures we've collected show is that very, very few people in fact earn above this level in the public sector. The vast majority of public sector earnings way. So that's the important point to take from this graph. There's a couple of other points. This point here is around £140,000, which is what the PM salary is currently, which is maybe a useful benchmark. And something like 73% of public sector executives earn below this, with the majority probably in that range, which reaches the peak at around 90,000. So the majority are in the 70 to £120,000 range. But these aren't small salaries, not by any stretch, and not for the people who are delegates to this conference. But nevertheless, they're not in the sorts of stratospheric figures that we see in the private sector. So that's the first graph I wanted to show you. And the second one I hope you find interesting as well. It's a little bit hard to see. What we've done is, this is median salaries. It's basic pay. It excludes bonuses, and that's the important thing. And up to around this point, these are public sector organisations. So going up from around £115,000 to £160,000 median salaries. They are the median or average salaries for people at the top of those organisations. The other organisations are largely private sector, with the exception of the public corporations. BBC, Royal Mail, who aren't far off the top, I have to admit. They're up there just behind the FTSE 100, where the average median salary is £788,000 a year, which is nice money if you can get them. But as I say, that's basic salary, that excludes bonuses. If we add in bonuses, that's how the picture looks. So I can do that again. it changes quite a bit. And I think for the people at those peaks, just around £1 million a year there and just over £2 million a year, a little bit higher up, you know, these individuals have obviously, you know, cloaked up into a kind of a bubble of wealth that's probably miles above the anxieties and cares of pretty much most of the people in this room. And they're really, really high salaries indeed. And they're made up of not just basic pay, as I've explained, but also the bonuses that we've been talking about a little bit in this morning's conversation.